I'm very sorry to hear this, Mr. Brown. Yes, of course. Yes, if it's our fault, we'll certainly put the matter right. Goodbye. Sally, get me the order number for 12 desks sent on Monday to the Brothersfield Building Society, will you? While I get through to Ted Fielding. We've got trouble.
Hello?
Hello, Ted. John here.
Here are the details, Mr. Martin.
Thank you, Sally. Ted, can you check the inspection records for an order for 12 desks which were sent to Brothersfield? The order number was D67-8-9053.
Yes?
Find out if they were properly checked before dispatch, assuming the signature on the inspection sheet is legible. You might see if anyone knows how they were packed. The customer's just made a strong complaint. He says the sides of nearly every desk are badly scratched.
I can't understand how that could have happened. Was our rep called in to supervise the assembly?
Apparently not. I'm just going to get through to him now. Anyway, let me know fast, Ted, will you?
I'll call you back.
Sally, Brothersfield's in Area 4, I think. Get me Shuttleworth.
Mr. Shuttleworth, the rep. But it's 9:45. Surely he'll be on the road by now.
Not if I know Shuttleworth. I'll bet he's still at home, writing reports. All right, Sally, it's the internal phone. I'll take it. Hello? Ah, Ted.
John, I've got the inspection record here. The 12 desks were checked by Robinson, and I've just had a word with him. He remembers the order, and he says they left here in perfect condition.
What about the packing?
They went off by container, so we didn't crate them. You know, we have standard boxes now. All our regular parts fit into them exactly. The packers assure me they were packed tightly into the container. But one of these special containers for transport by rail, so they wouldn't get banged about. It sounds to me like mishandling during unloading.
Well, thanks, Ted. It doesn't sound like our fault. I'll get Shuttleworth to see if he can find out what happened when the goods arrived. Sally, have you got through to Shuttleworth yet?
The number's ringing now. Hello? Oh, good morning, Mr. Shuttleworth. Mr. Martin would like to speak to you.
Hello? Ah, I suppose I'm lucky to find you in at this time.
Yes. I was just leaving for York, Mr. Martin.
I've got something I'd like you to deal with right away, if you can.
Here you are, Mr. Shuttleworth. Look at this desk. And this one. I think 9 desks out of the 12 are scratched like this. I'm very disappointed in your firm.
I'm sorry you feel like that, Mr. Brown. Complaints of this sort are very rare indeed.
I should hope so. For your sake. I trust you will get these desks replaced by new ones straight away. Look at this deep scratch here.
Oh, yes. Yes, they have been knocked about. Do you mind if I check with your goods inwards? They might still have the packing material. It's worth having a look at, don't you think?
I suppose you can if you want to. But you'll find it's a waste of time. I'm quite convinced that the goods were not properly inspected at your factory, or else they were carelessly packed.
All the same, I'd like to have a look if you don't mind.
Very well. My secretary will take you to the building supervisor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brown. Hello? Mr. Martin? Shuttleworth here. I've discovered what happened to those desks when they arrived.
Good.
I had a look at the packing, and the top pieces of cardboard of several of the components were badly torn. I spoke to the men who unloaded the container. They used hooks to drag each package out onto the loading bank. Just imagine. They said they never saw the use no hooks sign, but it was on the wrappings, because I saw that too.
What did their boss say?
He told me that his men like using hooks, because it makes unloading much easier. They don't have to lift the stuff by hand. It's their fault, all right. I proved it.
Well done. I hope that man Brown had the decency to apologize.
Yes, he did.
Well, now we've proved it wasn't our mistake, We'd better offer to respray the desks.
I was just going to suggest that, Mr. Martin. He's a good customer of ours, and I rather think there may be quite a big order on the way.